Well, there seems to be a cloud of secrecy surrounding the funeral industry, which makes people very curious about what really does go on. Now, death is not something that we need to face regularly, thankfully, but at some point in our lives, we all need to make decisions about our end of time. The process surrounding funerals is in reality very simple, even though it appears to be anything but. Eric Decker, the owner of station sponsor Hetherington Funerals, is a local funeral director who has made running a funeral home a family affair, working with three of his six children, as well as his father and brother-in-law and niece. Welcome, Eric, and thank you for joining us today.
Yes, hi, Jenny. How are you?
Nice, good. Nice to meet you. Tell us more about Hetherington Funerals.
Well, Jenny, Hetherington's was started by John Hetherington, the rocking rev that everybody knows about 20 years ago. He got to a point where retirement was possible and desirable for him, so since I was working with him, he asked our family to take over, and we did. And the rest, as they say, is history.
Well, very much so. So you're pretty passionate about what you do. What is it about being a funeral director that makes you different from other funeral directors?
When you deal with people, you always need to be sensitive about their feelings and also their interpretation of what is being said or communicated. This is especially so at the time of a loved one's passing, Jenny. At this point in their lives, people are experiencing a high level of emotion, sometimes guilt, even anger. To be a funeral director, you need to be highly tuned in to where people are at. The long and short of it is that because of this, you can't see this role as just a job, because it's not. We see it as a calling. The family involvement has continued to grow because that's what we are as a family. We're people who care for each other in the tough times and laugh together in the good times. We love being able to support families through the logistics of the funeral arrangements. We also love sharing their stories, their memories. We love hearing them express the remarkable achievements of those who have passed. Watching their faces light up at the memories is what gives us satisfaction. Knowing that they have done the best they could in sending them off in a unique and dignified way is, well, it's great.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think attending a funeral of someone you love very, very much, there's a whole lot of emotions that people deal with. So what about educating the public? This is what you wish to do.
Well, we often hear stories from families who have held funerals for loved ones where they either didn't realise the options or they paid mind-boggling prices for a service. To me, it's essential that when you make a purchase, any purchase, you need to be informed first. So we believe that the more info people have, the more they will be able to make a sensible and informed decision. That's why we decided that education around the funeral industry will help empower folks to make the decisions they need to make and potentially save them thousands of dollars.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Eric. That was really informative. Now, whether it be for pre-planning or an at-need funeral, Hetherington Funerals are available to walk you through the entire process. If you have any further questions or would like more information, visit www.hetheringtonfunerals.com.au.